Hey listeners, quick question. Are you tired of overpaying for your mobile plan? I've got the answer. Ting Mobile. Ting Mobile is all about flexibility and savings. You only pay for what you use, no crazy fees or overages. It's perfect for those who want control over their phone bill without sacrificing quality. Say goodbye to bloated phone bills. Go to stigmasandopenwounds.com/ting. Ting Mobile. Mobile that makes sense.
Hey everyone, welcome to a new Stigmas and Open Wounds. I am Tracy.
And I am Eric.
All right. So, as Eric and I talked about, we had Jess on last week talking about mindfulness, which was completely awesome. We thank you, Jess, again, because, wow, awesome. You had a lot of great information on mindfulness, meditation, etc. Again, we want to bring up that the podcast is the meditation well, because I was so bad at the end and I did not say that. So we want to bring that up. But this week, Eric and I wanted to talk about our mindfulness and meditation journey, because that was kind of one of those things that was a long time coming, and we finally kind of hit our stride with that, right, Eric?
Yes, and I want to clarify, just for me, when what I consider my mindfulness meditation journey might not actually be it. It's like what brought me to mindfulness and meditation, right? But a lot of it might not even be mindfulness and meditation by the most traditional sense. But I believe that, and we may have talked about this last week, that mindfulness and meditation, it's kind of a thing that it's your own thing.
Right.
And it might be different for everybody else.
So. That's what I think too. I think it's whatever works for you. It's whatever you make mindfulness work. And obviously mindfulness is kind of being in the moment. So I think that's the main thing. And you and I are doing a really good job of making sure that we're in the moment on a daily basis, on a minute to minute basis, I guess. So that's our big thing. And then in terms of meditation, you and I actually had a really good talk about the different meditation last night as we were after our meditation. So yeah, we do some different kinds of meditation, I guess. Our brains go somewhere different. But as long as I think you take some time to kind of set aside and kind of slow your brain down and take some time from your daily stuff, I guess.
Yeah, I guess the way I understand meditation is that we typically are going from one thing to the next in our day-to-day lives, and especially nowadays because everything is so go, go, go at all points in time. So you never really stop to enjoy anything. It's just it's almost like a chore list. Take kids to soccer practice, which obviously neither of us do, but how many mothers or fathers take their kids to soccer practice and never stop to realize and appreciate, like, hey, this is kind of cool. My kid plays soccer.
Right. Oh, you absolutely. Know? And this is cool. I have kids. These are my kids.
Right.
You know, there's all these little facets that you can really put into that you should appreciate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and I think meditation is all about the idea of never stopping to just slow down and really enjoy things. And that's what, it's like anything in life. When you slow down, when you start, even if you're doing it only for 5 minutes a day, as you continue to slow down your brain 5 minutes a day every day, your brain's just going to slow down and slow down and slow down. Mm-hmm. And you're going to start to enjoy things more. You're going to start to see things more clearly. You're going to start to see the good in things and stuff like that.
I think I've been able to work out problems a lot more easily. I've been able to notice things that actually are important and things that actually aren't important. I know a big thing was when we were watching a football game, and it was really funny when the Cardinals lost. And I told you, I'm like, you know what, babe? It's it's really not a big thing. How does this affect your entire life? And you're like, oh, man, yeah. I know that you're right, but I kind of don't want you to be right. But
I still reserve the right, though, to get excited and to get pissed.
You know what?
But
you should be, because it is entertainment. Yeah. But once I started in this mindfulness meditation journey, it's like you start to really be able to pick apart what is important in your big scale, your whole scale. And then you're like, oh, I don't need to be, you know, come Monday, come the next day, I don't need to be upset about that anymore. I could take a little bit of time to be excited or upset, and then I can pass on it because this isn't a big deal past that moment or past that. And obviously, yeah, if it is a football game and you want to get excited about it, whatever, that's fine. But you start to realize what is important past a certain point, and how much of a value you can put on everything, and how long you can drag things around you, I guess. So I think that's kind of a big deal, a big thing that I've sort of learned with this meditation journey. Mm-hmm. And it just helps you really slow down your life too.
And it probably makes you make better decisions because yeah. you actually think about the things you're doing rather than just kind of reacting, which I think
is a lot of what
a lot of people do. I mean, we all do it.
Right.
But to get better at it and do it less, I think makes you a better person because mm-hmm. you're going to enjoy things more. You're going to make better decisions. It's just the benefits of it are endless.
Right.
And before we go too far down a rabbit hole, mm-hmm. I do. One of the most important things I want to get out on this podcast is I want to know if you can pinpoint the point where you crossed into the world of like thinking, oh, there's something here to this mindfulness thing.
Right.
And I can actually tell my story because I've been thinking about this a lot. And I think the way I pinpoint it, so probably May of last year, mm-hmm. I had the economy was about to tank. And I feel like with the economy tanking, my business took a lot of hits. During that period of time where it made me reflect on a lot of things because what took the major hit was something it was rather new. I'd been working on it pretty aggressively mm-hmm. throughout for like the past 2 years prior to that. And then it took a major hit and I realized, oh, I had been neglecting this other thing because I was so focused on this thing.
Right.
And it kind of really made me reflect on just what I had done in the past 2 years. And I looked at right. it and it was like I enjoyed it the whole time. I wasn't like I was in misery or anything like right. that. But I also feel like I had really, really aggressively grown this thing, mm-hmm. which in hindsight of it all, and then it blew up and now it was causing stress on my life because I had blown right. this thing up so fast and then it obviously imploded.
Right.
And it got me to thinking like, why did I blow this up so fast? Like, what was the reason behind that? Because
right.
it at the point in time where I started that thing, mm-hmm. we didn't need to blow anything mm-hmm. up. We were doing just fine, you know. Like we had everything we wanted in our life, and then that's where I kind of made this evolution from where I started to see the world in a way where I think most of my life, I always felt like if you succeed further and further in life, that you'll just become happier and happier. And I think that's the understanding that a lot of people have.
Absolutely.
And what I realized was that maybe I need to like stop trying to succeed.
Yep.
And just start being happy.
Yep. Reframe your life and
yeah.
and figure out like, what is it that I actually need in my life?
Like maybe the growth of my business in my happiness are very much not interconnected, which right. they are probably a little bit interconnected
yeah,
because
obviously.
I love my business. So the more it grows, the more excited I'm going to be, the happier I'm going
to
be.
Right. A lot of people, they go to work and something good happens and they're not necessarily happier because they don't see the fruits of that labor. However, you see the fruits of that labor and you actually like your business.
Right.
However, your happiness isn't fully tied to that work.
Yeah, and by opening my eyes to seeing that there was a difference between, I guess, the word work, I would use is success.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And happiness. Then I really kind of took a step back from that and mm-hmm. said, I'm going to take a lot of priority off. Now, don't get me wrong, because still, like, growing my business makes me happy and makes me excited
right.
and stuff.
Right.
So
we talk about it every night.
Yeah, I'm still trying to do that, but I'm also trying to look at it from a perspective of, like, I don't need to put such a priority on that. I need to more prioritize looking at my life and saying what's going to make me happy to do.
Absolutely. Make that your first priority. Second priority can be business, because if you're happy, then the business part can kind of come naturally, etc. And everything, I think everything else will come more easy.
And to my shock, I made this conclusion and then I started reading about happiness, believe it or not. And happiness is when you read about how to become more happy,
mm-hmm.
like mindfulness is the thing that everybody talks about.
Isn't it amazing?
Yeah. And it took me down. So then from there, now I had come to this revolution in my life where I'm like, oh, I want to be more happy rather than worrying about everything else. And I just want to focus on happiness. So I did. And then I realized, and then I started researching it and they're all like, well, be more mindful. And I'm like, huh.
So what is this mindful thing?
Yeah. So
then
you
need to learn about this. And when you started to learn about it, you're just like, oh, okay. So this could be something that I need. And
yeah. So that's kind of where I hit that point. And I'm curious because I have no idea where you hit that point. And I'm curious, do you have a specific story that you can tell that kind of is like where the aha moment or the light lit up and you realized that this was something that you...
Yeah. Yeah. It's... So yours sounds way, way smarter. And so here's the thing. Mine, I think, comes from smoking weed.
And I will be one defiantly honesty with that I think that also had a huge role in getting me. Like, I'm saying that if I didn't smoke weed, I might not have had that moment in May.
I should say, like, yeah, I'm ashamed of this, but I'm not. Because when I started smoking and getting high, I realized that finally, for the first time, I could quiet some voices in my head. I am a very anxious person. So suddenly it was like, oh, I can separate things in my head. And then all of a sudden it was like, oh, but what if and what if? And suddenly I started to realize different things. And then I started to notice, like, oh, well, what if just different things in life, okay? Well, then I had this thought, and it's very ironic because I think I had this thought like the day before we watched an episode of Forever. And I want you all to know, if you have not watched this show, it is on Amazon Prime. If you haven't watched this show, you should definitely watch it because it poses a lot of questions about life. Mm-hmm. And life that comes after death, just
in
life
a very
itself.
Playful way.
Yes, in a playful way. It poses questions about what we do with our life. And basically, in the second episode, the one woman dies, and then she goes, well, what do I do with like this afterlife? And he goes, well, what were you doing with your life? So, like, basically, what's the purpose of life? And I started sort of thinking, like, what is the purpose of our life? And I think I started thinking that the day before I saw that episode, and I remember asking Eric, like, what are we doing here? like, other than trying to, you know, make money with our, you know, with our jobs so that, yeah, we can survive until we die, what the heck is our purpose? And I know that sounds really weird, but all of a sudden I just had this thought one day, like, what the heck is our purpose? So then I started to really go down all these rabbit holes. And then I was like, okay, I'm just going to live for these moments. And that's kind of where my mindfulness journey started. Like, I just need to be very mindful of each moment that's happening now. And then the other thing was, because I have such bad anxiety and all that, I just really wanted to focus on being able to breathe in the moment, and so that if anything happened, if I, you know, get in a big group, whatever, that I can really focus on not letting things jar me. Mm-hmm. But I've always been really good at noticing things around me. And I feel like now I'm even better at that. But I wanted to kind of get better at noticing things and being able to almost, I don't want to say like use it, but kind of be even get sharper at it. So I think that's kind of I'm just sharpening my mindfulness now, kind of understanding what it is and yeah, kind of using it. And it's really fun because you and I are learning it now and we're using it together. And yeah, so it's been a really fun journey as to kind of go like, why am I here? And take these moments of being mindful and just really grow each moment.
So one of the things that I found as I've learned about mindfulness is that, so when you try to educate yourself about this concept, this is mm-hmm. it's a weird concept, because I think I'm very analytical, logical person, I think. So I think about like the correlation between meditation and mindfulness. Mm-hmm. So I guess we haven't really defined this, and I think Jess did in the last episode. So if anybody,
yeah, you're right.
But basically mindfulness is really taking in that moment. Like it's not just like you're not there just to complete a simple task. It's really looking around you and seeing what's happening around you.
Right, like what smells are happening.
Right. And how you get, I've always struggled with how, because there's a definite correlation between meditation and mindfulness, mm-hmm. but I think a lot of people, because I think I struggled with this at least too, really struggle with how one leads to the another.
Right.
You know, and this is actually the conversation that we had the other night. Just about meditation was like, because, and I don't know, maybe I could have this dead wrong, but I take it as is that by meditating, you're slowing your brain down. Mm-hmm. You're thinking longer, harder about a specific thing, whether it's guided imagery where somebody's telling you, or maybe you just listen, you know, let your mind roam into wherever you want to go. But that's going to make you think harder about things. Mm-hmm. And then that's because you're doing that more often, your brain by default is just going to do it more often, which right. in turn is going to make you more mindful.
Right. And like Jess said, your brain, you can't completely shut your brain off, because if you do, you're dead.
Right.
When you asked me the other night, like, well, if I end up thinking about a problem, because that's what I do sometimes, you said, you know, is that okay for meditation? And I'm like, if that's the way that you meditate, I think it is. Mm-hmm. Because, and I had completely forgotten how Jess said that. You can't shut your brain off, you're dead.
Yeah.
Which I love how she said that. But if that's how because sometimes all of a sudden you might come out and be like, Eureka, I solved it. And sometimes, like I said last night, my brain brought me to one of the places that we went on vacation. And I loved that, because suddenly, just without me even thinking about it, I was in Sintra. And I thought that was just a beautiful mm-hmm. place. But that's just where my brain wanted to take me. And yet I wasn't focusing. I was just in the countryside, but I was relaxed at that moment. And I think as long as you slow yourself down at that moment and take a moment out of your day forever, how long that is, I think that's okay. However you want to do it, you're taking a moment out of your day and slowing yourself down. Mm-hmm. So whether it is that guided imagery, picturing a door in the woods, picturing yourself floating away from the earth,
or like you said, if you want to really, really speed up the process, just honestly smoke a bowl. I mean,
yes,
but that does have varying effects because we know people that simply can't do it because they get too anxious and stuff like that. So
we have somebody she's like, I can't do it. I panic.
So I mean, it does have different effects, but that's definitely the effect it has on me. It just slows me right down and allows me to really.
Right. But it's a good practice to know how to do it without that too, because.
Right.
Part of the reason I'm doing it is so that I know how to do this without any of my anxiety medication, because I don't want to rely on medication. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a good thing. So again, I like medication for the fact that sometimes medication is necessary. Medication right now, I've noticed helped my depression. My depression, I feel like, is kind of, I don't want to say it's fixed, but right now my mood is alleviated. However, I don't want to always have to pop an anxiety pill when I'm anxious. I would like to be able to kind of go in my happy meditation place. Mm-hmm. So that's why meditation can be a really good thing. Mindfulness can just be a really nice thing to kind of notice what's around you. I gave an example last week about how my one therapist told me when we got married, like, just notice, be in the moment. Mm-hmm. And I can still remember kind of like the way that you looked, the way that you smelled, like all these different things. And I think things like that are just such nice things that you can just really be in the moment at times, and just really every day to have those moments are just really great. You know, just remember the first day of fall, the first day of spring, whatever your favorite your favorite season is, just remember those moments. Just do those kind of things. Do it every day, whatever, because, you know, you don't get these days back, honestly.
Yeah. And if this is something that you're going to experiment with and go down the road of, just remember that so meditation. For meditation is the exercise of mindfulness.
Yeah.
So if you ride on an exercise bike for 20 minutes a day to keep yourself in shape, blah, 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 just remember that you're not, when you ride on that exercise bike, I think we all realize that if you do it for 20 minutes, get off, you're not going to look at yourself and say, oh, yeah. Right. Man, I really toned myself up today. Right. You know, like it's a long haul. It's a process to maintain that. And that's the same thing with meditation, where, you know, you just have to commit to doing it. And let's be honest, 5 minutes of meditation a day is probably one of the easiest things you'll ever do.
Yeah.
Maybe for some people it might be hard because their mind might just dart that much. But
right. It took me a long time, again, to get into meditation. I tried and tried again and tried, and I said, I just don't know if meditation is right for me. And I kind of got closer. And I think to me, this kind of reminds me of like my reading journey, where it was like I got closer. And then it was like when I found the right book, it was like, ooh, I'm in. Well, now I don't know if it's because I found Jess's podcast or if it was just my right time to get back into it. And then all of a sudden, it's like, ooh, cool. Now I'm just into it again.
Can I throw just a thought?
Absolutely.
Could it just be that you now have a buddy to do it with?
And that might be it too. Because I do actually know that I had started with another podcast too. So I do think it helps to have a buddy to do it with. And you guys, you're not going to be a perfect meditator. I don't know if that's the right word. You're not going to be perfect at meditating right away. So just give it time. Don't get mad at yourself.
And I would even go as far as to say, make it what works for you.
Yep.
You know, because like I could describe meditating to you, but maybe I'm just further along on the mindfulness process.
Absolutely.
Where I can, it's a lot easier for me to meditate than it is for you to meditate.
I'm going
to
tell you, Eric's read a lot of books, or at least attempted to read a lot of books. I don't know how many he's finished.
Not very many, because man, they tend to be rough. I don't know why that is, but.
But yeah, so we're kind of, I don't want to say like we're further along on the meditating journey because we've kind of, you know, started, stopped, and now we're continuing it. You know, we do the meditating at night as much as we can together. And then some of us will do meditating alone during the day and stuff like that. So yeah, we've been practicing for a little bit.
Yeah.
But again, it's a journey. It really is like anything. It's a journey.
And I will also say too that like just because you've never per se practiced mindfulness or meditation, mm-hmm. that doesn't mean that you're bad at it, because I feel like both of us was pretty, I think that we've done a pretty good job of being mindful throughout our lives. We never put a tag to it. That's just what we did.
Yeah. I've been a people watcher all my life, which is part of mindfulness.
Yeah.
It's only part of it. But.
And like, I feel extremely uncomfortable in groups of people. So, mm-hmm.
so
rather
just
than talk, I watch and I observe what everybody else is doing, which makes you improves your mindfulness over time.
Absolutely.
It's almost like another form of meditation.
Yeah.
And
yeah. So really next time you're in a group, just sit and watch. That can be the start of your mindfulness.
So you might find, because I mean, I try to get on a weekly call, but I think the last 2 weeks I totally forgot about it or had something going on, so I couldn't do it. But I try to get on this call, and it's literally a call with people that are practicing mindfulness, and we just sit around and talk about mindfulness. And when I talk about, I hear a lot of their people, like I'm the new guy on the call. Mm-hmm. And everybody else, I think, has been there for at least a little bit of time, because they're not referred to as the new guy. I'm referred to them as the new guy. So, but I mean, when I listen to them, I feel like for the most part, I feel beyond them. Like a lot of the things they talk about with getting over in mindfulness, I'm like,
you're like,
I never really had that.
Right.
You know, like the other week, a guy was talking about how he used to just have the worst road rage in the world, where like if somebody did something on the road to him, he would just get livid. And since he started doing mindfulness, he doesn't do that anymore, because he's kind of conscientious of the fact that like, well, you know, maybe
that person,
I don't know, maybe
something.
They have to race home because their wife's going into labor, you know, like you never know what's happening at the other side of that. So you don't know.
Good for him.
If you should really be upset.
Mm-hmm.
And, but when I heard him say that, I was like, well, I mean, I've never had that, but so it kind of makes me think like, well, I think I'm doing pretty good in this mindfulness.
Right.
But it's important to realize that just because we're saying the word mindfulness, I think a huge part of it is just, you might be doing it already,
mm-hmm.
but you just need to associate what you're doing with what
right.
it is.
Yeah, exactly. Pretty much anything we talk about, it just has to fit in with your life. And mindfulness meditation is just one of those, well, two of those things that you just have to work in with your life.
And it's just like exercise where, mm-hmm. you know, let's face it. I mean, a lot of people out there getting on an exercise bike for 20 minutes a day would do them a world of difference for their health. But it's just a matter of doing. It's not hard for anybody to do that, but you just have to do it.
Yeah.
And you just have to commit to it. And yeah, you're not going to see instant results, but over the long haul, you'll probably look back at your life and say, wow, this has made me a lot better, you know?
And once you start it, it's just the greatest thing, honestly. You like, once you start it, the first couple of days, you might just be like, oh, this is hard. But then once you get a couple days in, week in, month in, it becomes old hat, honestly. Yeah. And yeah, you're going to have a couple days where you might not want to meditate, or the meditation is harder. Your brain just goes every which way. That's the way it is. Even Jess, who's, you know, seems like an old pro. She said she has that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is. Like, some days we meditate and I'm like, ooh, I was all in it. And Eric's like, oh, man.
Yeah,
nope. Or it's the other way around. So, yeah, I mean, it's just, you're going to have that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then there's days where it's just like, I'm not going to meditate today. I'm just not feeling it. It's, my brain's not there.
And that's okay, because, you know, in the same way that you should every once in a while take a rest from exercising, it's okay to take a rest from meditating. Just don't forget about it.
And absolutely. Just pick it up the next day, because otherwise you're going to not pick it up again. So yeah, you know, and I've had days too where I feel like I'm not going to meditate. I meditate and I'm like, oh man, that was a really, really good one. So just remember all these things. It really is kind of a game changer. I really am glad that I tried to start it up again, because yeah, it is a good one. And try different kinds of meditation, because this guided meditation that we're doing, I really like it. Not all of them are guided. Maybe you don't like the guided meditation. Maybe you like just kind of a straightforward, you know, rain in the background kind of thing with nothing else. So yeah, just try different ones.
And I know definitely, like, one of the things we have to throw into our routine is you had the app where the guy didn't really talk.
Yeah.
It just kind of played like background
noise.
Yeah, and I want to do some of them, because I want to do them and just like kind of my mind go where it wants to go.
Absolutely.
Just to see where it goes, you know?
Yeah.
And the other thing about all of this is that one of the things I think I've really seen with it is that we have much, since we started kind of down this journey hole, we have much better conversations together than we did before. And I think that's just because...
Which we already had good conversations.
We did.
But
it takes it to a new level, because you just think about things that much more. It just makes you a more curious person, I guess. Why does it make you... Because everything doesn't just kind of blow by you and you don't even see it happen. You notice things happening. So you become curious of things. And I feel like when somebody says something I completely disagree with, I've switched from, I don't think I ever really got upset with people for saying things, but just I think if you say something they don't agree with, they outrightly dismiss you or they get mad at you for saying it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't do that now. I become curious as to why they believe what they believe.
Right.
And I think that's a much healthier way if you're looking to make enemies, it's not a good way to be curious about why they understand it. Well, maybe, because it might just infuriate them that you are curious as to why they believe what they believe. But I think it's a much healthier way to approach disagreement, to be just like, explain to me why you believe that, you know?
Right. It all depends on how you say it to them.
You know, just imagine if our politicians didn't just like yell and scream at each other and actually tried to understand why each other wants what they want. I mean, wow, what a game changer, right?
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
maybe the Capitol should have mandatory meditation hours.
Oh my gosh, that would be amazing. Mandatory meditation followed by tea time and sandwiches. Oh, I can see it now. This would be fabulous. I love it.
I mean, those guys only work 180 days a year anyway. So, I mean, what's a little bit of tea time and meditation thrown in there, you know?
I know. So. I think we need to do the tea time this afternoon with meditation.
But I've got, do you have other things like in your notes that you want to talk about?
No, that was the main kind of thing that I wanted to talk about, just how we came to it. But again, honestly, I kid you not, you guys, watch Forever on Amazon Prime, because it gives you a lot of things to think about, really. I don't know if that is what fully brought me to meditation or mindfulness, but that was a part that really started to make me question a lot of things. So do watch that.
And I guess I got to say, because I don't know the idea of mindfulness, I don't know how it's perceived by the average person, because I'm sure there's a very mixed bag of opinions about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I can say that this concept is probably one of the most significant mindset shifts I've had in my recent life. And I couldn't even tell you what a more recent mind shift. Well, the most recent. So, I mean, this is something that probably comes by something this big. To me, this big of a mind shift change comes every like 3 to 4 years.
Yeah, I was going to say this is one of the biggest in a while.
And I just really, really, really think that, you know, it might sound weird. It might sound like, wow, they're really going off the rails crazy. Nah. But maybe just sit down and really reflect on it because, I mean, if you're going to see things more clearly, if you're going to enjoy everything you do more by being more mindful, I mean, as crazy as it might sound, is that a bad thing?
No.
So.
I mean, I don't think we should walk through life blindly. We should notice things.
It's the main Definitely. Thing. And I mean, if it can be an enjoyment to drive your kids to soccer class, I mean, think about something you actually enjoy, because I'm pretty sure you don't enjoy driving your kids to soccer class. It's just one of those things that's got to be done, or soccer practice, but
never know.
But just think about something that you enjoy, how much more it could change,
right?
How you feel about it. And just think about, like, when you come home and you're sitting there with your spouse, if you're both more mindful, how much better of conversations you can have.
Exactly.
And things like that. I mean, it's just, it's such a little thing that can enhance your life so much.
Right. Yeah. I mean, the conversations at the end of the night when you see each other, I just think they can be more amazing. Mm-hmm. It's just really what it comes down to, you know? So I don't really know what else to say about that, but I just like we always had good conversations, but our conversations now with being mindful and with all that change and, you know, and then doing the meditation and then coming out and be like, wow, that was a good one. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know. I just really like that. It's nice to have a spouse that will do meditation with you. It is a really nice thing. So, and even if you can't get a spouse that will do meditation with you, if you can get somebody to, it is just a really, really nice mm-hmm. thing. But yeah, to know somebody on a deeper level like that is really, really great.
Yeah, so, totally.
And just to know your life on a deeper level, being mindful like that, mm-hmm. really, why not know your life on a deeper level?
Totally.
So.
So, yeah. That's all I wanted to say. So if we got no other notes, we can probably wrap this bad boy up or...
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm trying to think of which one I want to do next week. I think next week or 2 weeks from now, I think let's do introverts. How about that, Eric?
That's cool with me.
Yeah. I think we'll let everybody know what it's like to be an introvert like us. And
I believe though. Oh, no. Actually, I found it shocking. I read a book and in the book they said that I think that the vast majority of people are extroverts, which I thought that was really weird.
Yeah.
But that's what this book said, which is mind-blowing. Because wouldn't you have guessed that most people would be introverts?
I would have called it like a 50-50. So yeah, we'll talk a little bit about some introverts. And in the meantime, if you want to find more episodes of this or our book reviews, you can go to stigmasandopenwounds.com or you can... drop us an email at stigmasandopenwounds@gmail.com. And we'll talk to you guys in 2 weeks.
Thank you.
See ya. We'll be right back.